102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 718.
Coming up next, highway robbery at the elementary school book fair. You may very well.
Highway robbery.
Watch.
That's a headline.
Watch what I tell. Watch. Watch what I'm about to lay on you. You tell me they're not ripping these kids off.
It was a stick up at the second grade book fair.
Basically. Basically. Yeah.
And the robbers got away. Tell you the whole story next. 102.3 WBAB.
Brazen.
Long Island's number one. 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 722. Partly sunny and 56 today as we head into the weekend.
Yesterday was the big book fair over at my kids' elementary school.
Always fun.
We send the kids to school with $20 a piece. Books are $6 a piece. Yep. Figure to get a couple books, three books, whatever it is, $18 plus tax, $20. I'm good, right? Yeah. My daughter, my angel, she comes home with three books.
Any change?
Yeah, she had change.
Just checking.
My son comes home with a little diary like thing, because God forbid he bought something he can read, and a 12x18 Yankees little poster placard thing, something that they would give away at Yankee Stadium to say kids 10 and under for some horrible game they got to get people into the stands for, right?
Right, right.
$10.
That's not a book.
But
what are they selling him? A poster, you said?
Well, that's my point. This thing isn't worth 80 cents. It would be something they gave away in a bar or something, like I said, they gave away at Yankee Stadium. Mm. And they took cash from kids.
Oh, that's $10 horrible.
For this thing. Raj, what I'm telling you, it's barely bigger than this. And it just says New York on top, the Yankee logo in the middle, and Yankees on a blue piece of like oak tag stock thing.
Yeah, yeah.
$10. And I said, Joe, I go, why did you buy this? He's like, well, I thought it was cool. I go, but you know I never would have let you buy it for $10. He's like, yeah, but a lot of people were buying it. And
does
I'm saying
he get
to
10 bucks, though? Does he get how much 10 bucks is for that?
He does.
He does, okay.
Yeah, I think he does.
But he's excited about it. He likes the way it looks, so he thought it was worth it.
The same kid who ran up $1,800 on iTunes. So,
true.
But my point is,
I don't get why they're selling it.
They're taking cash from 7-year-olds for stuff they know isn't worth what they're charging for.
Yeah,
you know, if you want to charge $6 for a book, I get it. And maybe I'm wrong for sending them there with $20, but I'm thinking if they buy three books, I'm cool. I'm like, I started blaming myself when I'm thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, maybe I'm the dick. Maybe I shouldn't have gave some.
Don't put a limit on it. Book fair is the one thing you hope. If you send too much money, you're fine with it. Buy books.
But
there's nothing better than that.
Am I crazy? Like, they're taking money from 7-year-olds. They're not just putting it on a kid's account, or even worse, there is an adult taking money from children for stuff you know they didn't go.
Right.
When
you
we
know
send
darn
our kids
well
to
that
the,
thing should be like $2.
When we send our kids to the book, do not even
$2. Yeah.
When you send your kid to the book fair, you expect them to be buying books.
Exactly.
Buying lame-ass posters.
Yeah, that's not right.
Shouldn't even be on the menu. Right? I mean,
I don't understand. It should be all books. That's on the school. Why didn't the school like police that? You can't have them selling tag sale crap to kids at a book fair. That's horrible.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Where's Clifford the Big Red Dog books and Dr. Seuss?
That's what I'm saying. Now I have no options.
Where's Highlights Magazine?
So I come home yesterday. My daughter's reading her books. She's all happy. My son shows me this Yankee thing. I go, how much? She goes, $10. And then he goes, Daddy, I got this one because it was the less expensive one.
Oh,
I go, what else did they have? He's like, well, there was another one there for $14.
Mm.
I go, Joe, how many kids were buying these things? He goes, Dad, tons of them. Everybody was buying. All the boys were buying them.
Yeah, that's a waste of book fair money to be buying.
I'm saying to myself, these guys, like, how is it not, like, you're literally stealing money from babies. Literally. Literally.
Where's Curious George gone?
Right. Bananas.
This is horrible. Yeah. Man with a big yellow hat, you got to buy those books. That's the stuff. And at least they have prices on them so you don't get ripped off. You know what they should be. Yeah, you know, that's a crook fair. That ain't no book fair.
Right.
They
so now what am I supposed to do? Like, I want to go and like, start.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have time.
Just remember that for next year.
Yeah. Well, so then my kid's the only one who doesn't go there with money.
No, give him money, but don't buy it. He's not telling me he's not allowed. He's got to buy books. Right. Only books.
I should introduce you to my son one day. Because your plan ain't working.
726, here's Ted.
Sunrise Highway eastbound into the Hamptons this morning.
JP on BAB. JP's son went to the school book fair yesterday. So did his daughter, but they sold more than books.
Yeah.
Feel a little ripped off. I don't blame you. They should just be selling books, but...
The kid bought a 12 by 18 little thing that's got the Yankee logo on it. It says New York Yankees. I mean, it's like OTAG stock. $10. $10. I'm telling you, Raj. I'm telling you, it would be something that maybe the Yankees would do as, like, for fans 10 and under to get kids to go to some horrible game that, you know, they can't sell tickets to.
We got a guy on the line who knows a little bit about it. I guess he's in the schools or whatever. Knows, like, the schools get a little bit of the profit or whatever. But go ahead. Explain how it goes.
Basically, a corporation from the outside comes in, usually through the PTA, and they come in and they sell the stuff. And I guess they realize that books, you know, they're a good sell, but if you start throwing in posters and little widgets and little, like, you know, impulse items. Basically, it really is a shame what they are doing.
There is no way any parent, if they were with those kids at that book fair, was spending $10 on that thing, and they know it.
100% correct.
And they know it.
It's really a fundraiser, but at the same time, you're right. It preys on the impulses of children.
Right. Dang. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Clinton said better than that. They're preying on the impulses of my kids.
Right.
Thieves.
That's what you said.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's not right.
No. And they know. That's the thing, though, is that, again, they know it. They know exactly what they're doing. They know they're not buying. Those kids aren't going to get that if the parents are there. Go ahead. Have the book fair after hours. Let the parents take the kids, and let me know how many of those goddamn posters you sell.
102.3 WBAB. Roger, JP.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before.
B, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 734. It used to be so much simpler. The book fairs actually just had books when we were kids.
That's it.
Highlights magazines or weekly readers or whatever they were called. And it was just, now they got all sorts of other stuff they're selling. And JP's son went yesterday to the second grade book fair and came home with like a poster.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's no way. If they had that book fair after hours and the parents took their kids, there's no way they would sell those. They wouldn't sell one of them. Not right. For $10.
It's like a thin, like not worth it poster.
Not for
like $10. Yeah, that's
not
horrible.
For $10.
Hey, good morning, BAB.
Yeah, you ever think that maybe Joseph, the thing actually cost $2 and Joseph is floating the other $8?
No, he's not that smooth.
That's my daughter, are you sure?
My daughter's that smooth. My son's not that smooth.
Well, eventually he will be.
Yeah,
he
I know.
That when you were a kid.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and you know what? Though? And here's the thing, because my daughter was there when he was telling me the story, and my daughter backed him up.
So she knows.
Yeah. If my
so
son,
he didn't float the eight. I love it.
If my son was that smart, I'd start a bookmaking operation. You want to see kids get taken advantage of? I'll do it. I'll do it.
You took the charges plus eight? What are you, out of your mind? Yeah. Second grade.
Yeah. Little Charlie in his class. Give me Wichita State.
Joseph's got a pencil behind his ear. Yeah. One of those flat caps.
All right.
Little change-making thing on his belt.
How much you want to put on Wichita State?
45 cents.
Two Oreos. All right, it's two Oreos if you win, but 2.5 if you lose.
I love it.
Yeah.
102.3 WBAB.
That would make me so proud.
Long Island, that's the truth.
It is.
Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. P740, partly sunny today, and 56, maybe some snow at the end of the weekend. I'll tell you, I'm just blown away. We were just talking about how many different sales that all you guys are dealing with in the public schools. Because in Catholic schools, I always expected, because that's what I did, and that's what my daughter said to do, selling candy or candles or whatever. And we'd have bake sales, and we'd have dinners and raise money for this. I'm surprised you guys are doing all this fundraising, considering much taxes everybody pays for the schools.
Listen, I don't even know what I'm raising funds for. I have no idea. All I know is there's always a $7.52, $8.37. We need a check for this, and all this, you know, whatever. And you know me.
Uh-huh.
I'll write the check all day long.
Yeah, you don't even want to think about it. Just want to be done with it.
Until I feel like you're robbing me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came home yesterday with a $10 poster,
right,
that they know goddamn well not one parent would pay for.
Mm.
Not $10. No way. If you told me it was $2 or $2.50 and I knew it was going to the PTA, maybe you got a shot at it.
Yeah.
But for that's what gets me. When you start doing it, when you do stuff with kids that you know they would not be allowed to do. It was like last year when we talked about the school lunches, and I was able to find out what my son was actually buying because I was getting all these charges. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why would you sell my kid three breakfasts? three, like a donut, a bagel with butter and Doritos and another donut, and he's buying lunches for other kids and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you wouldn't let your own kid do that. Why would you let this happen?
Have your kids had to sell stuff door to door yet?
That'll never happen.
No, do they have? But have they brought stuff home? Candy, candles, plants, whatever it is.
No,
feel like we're doing fundraisers every 2 months.
At your school?
You just had your pasta dinner.
We had the pasta dinner. We also have sales. You know, the catalog stuff. We're doing that every couple of months,
like magazines and stuff, or stuff out of catalogs.
Candy.
I mean, daughter sold magazines too. That's right.
You want $15 bags of chocolate pretzels?
You want to talk?
Right.
You want to talk crazy? I just got an email from a certain woman that shall remain nameless. This is in a school district that I know the person who works there.
Okay.
Due to a tremendous amount of absences, we are asking that if anyone has a prep or lunch that you are willing to cover class, please let us know as quickly as possible. They don't have subs. They don't want to pay subs. Subs don't want to go to that district because they don't make enough money, so they don't want to pay the subs. So they give the teachers and the aides an extra $35 for every class that they cover.
Oh, boy.
They don't want to pay subs, man. Wow. Do they not understand that we know how much we pay in taxes?
No kidding. Wow.
They don't want to pay subs? So what do? You have an aide who's got no qualification. I'm not saying no qualification,
but
the teacher, they sit in the classroom with him.
That's it.
What do you do?
Wow. Yeah, I guess. Well, just got to sell more plants. Sell more books.
No, because they're not going to go and put that towards subs. Why would you? Look, this whole plan with giving an aide $35 to sit in the classroom is working.
You know what you need? You need school board meetings.
Yeah.
You need to be on the board. That's what you need. You need to be on the board.
Dude, I told you I almost went down that road. I almost went down that road last year.
Go to every meeting. You need to go.
A buddy of mine that's involved, he goes, John, listen, if you want to do the school board, do you know I once sat in a meeting? He goes, they argued for over an hour on whether they should have puffy or crunchy cheese doodles in the vending machine.
Clearly puffy.
He's like, John, I promise you would kill somebody. But yeah, by all means, if you want to go do the school board, go ahead.
Yeah, right.